AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The Biden administration is going to start shifting allocations of coronavirus vaccines to states. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
So far, the allocation's been strictly by population, but vaccine demand has been dropping nationwide, and some states are turning down all or parts of their weekly allotments. An administration official says the federal government will start shifting those doses to areas with higher demand. States losing doses now can get them back if demand increases, which has been an administration priority. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Pfizer, boosted by a huge jump in sales of its coronavirus vaccine and solid performance across most of the company, is hiking its 2020 financial forecast sharply after blowing past Wall Street expectations for the first quarter. Florida Congressman Charlie Crist says he's going to run for governor in Florida again. He served one term as a Republican. Now Crist is a Democrat who wants to defeat Governor Ron DeSantis.
How many lives would have been saved if Governor DeSantis had implemented a statewide plan to protect Floridians? How many small businesses would have been saved if Governor DeSantis recognized the key to rebuilding our economy isn't politics, it's beating the virus?
Florida Congresswoman Val Dennings, also a Democrat, is considering running for governor in Florida. A lawyer in Texas, Jamie Balaja, known as the DWI dude, has been sentenced to more than 15 years in federal prison for falsely promising Colombian drug traffickers he'd get their charges reduced or dismissed in exchange for cash. John Denton, a former neo-Nazi leader, was sentenced near Washington to more than 3 years in prison for his role in a conspiracy to target a black church, a cabinet member, and more than 100 others with bogus bomb threats and 911 calls. The judge ruled Denton's actions should be considered a hate crime. Stocks were solidly lower on Wall Street. This is AP News. The number of coronavirus cases and deaths keep rising in India.
India's official count of coronavirus cases has surpassed 20 million, nearly doubling in the past 3 months, while deaths officially have passed 220,000. Staggering as those numbers are, the true figures are believed to be far higher, the undercount an apparent reflection of the troubles in the healthcare system. The country has witnessed scenes of people dying outside overwhelmed hospitals and funeral pyres lighting up the night sky. I'm Zaria Shakli.
Hyundai is recalling more than 390 vehicles in the U.S. and Canada for two problems that can cause engine fires. In one recall, owners are being told to park their vehicles outdoors until repairs are made. That recall covers Santa Fe Sport SUVs from 2013 to 2015. Some are being recalled a second time. Brake fluid can leak into the anti-lock brake computer, causing an electrical short that can cause the fires. No injuries have been reported. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.